Make sure that you're somewhere that you won't be disturbed or distracted, and get yourself into a comfortable position, lying down or sitting or standing up, whichever you prefer. And take a moment to tap into a sense of curiosity. Curiosity about the world, about your body, about what's happening right here, right now. And with curiosity, notice what you can hear. Breathe in the air and notice what you can smell and taste, or the sensations in your nose and mouth. Notice what your mind is doing. Is it generating thoughts, or has it gone quiet? Whether your eyes are open or closed right now, notice what you can see. Notice what you're feeling in your body. Gently scan from head to toe and notice the different feelings and sensations in your body right now. Notice where your hands are and what they're touching. Notice what the air is like on your exposed skin. Notice how you're breathing, whether it's rapid or slow, whether it's shallow or deep. So there's a part of you that's noticing everything. There's a part of you that notices everything that you see, hear, touch, taste, smell, think, feel, or do in any moment. And we don't have a good word for that part of you in everyday language. I like to call it the observing self or the noticing self. You can call it whatever you want. And I invite you to consider that life is like a stage show. And on that stage are all your thoughts and feelings and everything that you can see and hear and touch and taste and smell. And this show is changing all the time, from moment to moment, all day long. And there is a part of you that can step back and watch the show, can zoom in and take in the details, or zoom out and take in the big picture. And that part of you is what I tend to call the observing self, and you can call it whatever you like. And in this exercise, you're just going to explore using this observing self part to kind of reach out and illuminate different aspects of life's stage show. So at this point, I'm going to get you to come back into your body, straighten your spine, push your feet into the floor or wiggle your toes, have a little stretch or gently push your fingertips together and kind of push your hands against each other and feel your arms moving or move your neck around. Get a sense of your body, sense of moving your body. And as you do that, notice your body. Notice the movements. Notice what it feels like when you move your arms and your legs. Keep moving as I'm talking. Keep stretching, moving, pushing your fingers together or pushing your feet down, and notice that movement. So these movements of your body are one aspect of life's stage show, changing all the time. Can you notice those movements? Just pick any part of your body right now and move it around. Can you notice it moving? There's your body moving, and there's a part of you noticing. Now, let's bring this observing self to bear on your thoughts, to observe your mind. So take a moment just to notice what you're thinking right now. Has your mind gone silent? If it has, then just notice the silence. Notice the absence of thoughts. But if your mind is thinking, notice what it's thinking about. So there go your thoughts, and there's a part of you noticing those thoughts. And of course, the thoughts change all the time. But this part of you that's noticing does not change. Now let's once again come back into your body, straighten your back, move your arms and legs, get a sense of your body. Notice your body moving. There's your body. There's a part of you noticing. Let's have a look at a different part of the stage show now. Let's have a look at what you can see. So open your eyes if they're not already open and look around the room. Notice 3 or 4 or 5 things that you can see. As you see these things, can you notice that you're seeing? There's stuff that you can see, and there's a part of you that notices that you're seeing, that notices what you're seeing. Let's do the same for your hearing. Listen to the sounds around you. What can you hear? Obviously, you can hear me talking, but what else can you hear? If you're outdoors, what are the sounds of nature? If you're indoors, what are the sounds of the room that you're in? Can you hear an air conditioner or some sort of machinery or voices from another room or even your own breathing? As you notice these different sounds around you, be aware that you're noticing. So there are sounds that you can hear, and there's a part of you that can notice those sounds, can notice the sounds and notice that you're hearing those sounds. Now we can do this for any aspect of the stage show. You can use this noticing part to notice what you see or hear or touch or think or feel or do. You can zoom in or out of any part of life's stage show at any time. Let's just come back to your body once more. Straighten your back, have a stretch, move your arms and legs around, push your fingertips together, move your neck, come back into your body. Just notice there's a body here and you have control of it. Breathe in the air. Notice how you're breathing. Open your eyes and ears. What can you see and hear? Notice what you're hearing. Notice what you're seeing. Come back to your mind. Is it thinking or is it silent? Notice the silence or notice the thoughts. So there is a part of you that can notice anything and everything. It's always there, always able to observe or notice or pay attention to any part of life's stage show in any moment. And every time you practice the mindfulness skills in this program, you're using this observing self part, this part of you that notices. So more and more, you can use it as a way to step back and observe your thoughts and feelings, or get a broader perspective of what's happening in the world around you, or just to focus your attention and engage in what really matters right here, right now. So let's finish the exercise by bringing up the lights on the whole stage show here. Come back into your body, move your hands and feet, have a stretch. Open your eyes and ears, look around, engage with the world. Notice what you're thinking, notice what you're feeling, and notice there's a part of you that notices everything else.